Welcome, this is Elvis Lester, coming to you from the MindFirst studio. Today you're in for a treat. I'm going to be going over and working you through the Mind Module, the model of integrative neurological design. Your mind works perfectly fine. That's right. No longer will you deny yourself the tools to create what it is that you want. Now we know that mind equals home, and that mental really matters. Mind matters. A good friend of mine says your mind works faster than you think. I believe this to be true. Literally, it's always a mind thing, isn't it? So to speak. And yes, you can and do have the mental ability, the mind ability, to build on the inside an internal world in which you come from and live through. And by the way, you're already doing this in real life. Life is an art form, and you are the designer. You always make decisions. You decide and you design. You're always crossing bridges to success, or bridging to succeed. One of the most important ways that we do this is we act as if, and it will be done. The as if frame of mind to make it happen. We make things happen all the time. Are we on purpose? Are we intentional? Do we have that peace of mind, a design for our life, to get what we really want in life? I say, become a mind pioneer and explore the very frontier of the mind, so that we can go from mind mystery to mastery, mind mastery. To do this, my belief, you must become a student of the mind, a mind designer. We know you're the map maker and the designer and the creator, along with the action generator. You must have a model, a mind paradigm, a mind model to face life's challenges with a system, to see and seize opportunities. Just develop and design within your mind. Draw on the inside and the insight of the mind. Build this infrastructure of the mind. Increase your confidence and competence. Go deep and wide to the heart of the matter and the heart of the mind. Put your mind into it. Mind first. You get into the mind zone and you achieve. Work with a model to affect a change from within. Mind out. And identify what you want and need to do today to move your life forward toward what it is you do really want. And develop the mix, blend of solutions you need to live the life you want to live. It'll work for you if you do. You'll get results, don't you? Stop and think, and spend time with you. And out with the old, and in with the new. Stay focused, and stay structured. Access and align towards the true you. And align your mind, and revise it regularly. Because you can. Make it happen today, day in and day out. You take your life to the next level. That's right. To live life to the fullest, do so with more intention and be consistently persistent. Persistently consistent. More able, more alive, and each and every day getting better in every way. Open your mind to new possibilities by design. Learn and grow and achieve and take action now. Do something about it. Break through and reach a higher level. Folks, we know that people do two things, what they know and what they're used to. And again, some call that normal. Warning, warning, danger, danger. When you have a problem, it's most likely a sign that, one, you're getting what you don't want, or you're not getting what you do want. And it's really time to recognize and realize that you've just gotten a sign of the mind. Instead of looking at it as if it's a problem, look at it this way. When you want something or you don't want something, pay mind to the signs. Read them as such, action signals, and respond to them regularly as mind messages. Don't think you failed if you get a sign, but that your mind is working perfectly fine. You've learned something. You've gotten an action signal from your own mind and body and brain. Behavior, follow suit. Heed these signals as such, action signals, feedback signs that tell you what doesn't work and what does work, or that you need to do something now to get what you want. At first, you'll want to identify the value of the sign, the good intention that your mind has for you, helping you to get what you want. Just ask yourself, is there any value to this sign? Does it help me or hinder me? What is it trying to tell me about what I want or what I don't want? If there is no value to the sign, then just let it go. Delete it. Get it out of your mind. If there is value and a positive intent behind it, welcome it. Embrace it. Face it. Name it and claim power. And utilize it as an action signal to move you forward in the sequence of success. And use these signs as triggers or cues, do cues, symbols or anchors to help you to get out of what we call the muck of the mire. Don't get caught up in too much, too little, too fast. Too much on your mind with too little time, and it all happening too fast to do anything about it. Just take a deep breath now and release and clear and center. And let go of any of that. Because we know that when you do, if you do, and when you do get into a hot spot, you don't want to respond from a soft spot of resources that really aren't going to get you what you want. You want to identify what you truly want and what it is that you need to start doing, what action you'd like to take, and what you need to do more of, keep doing. That's right. And once again, there are some things that you may not want to do, that you need to stop doing. This is what we are doing, is adding and editing in our lives. We're adjusting what I call the mix, aligning and listening to your own needs. And once you read that sign and you let go, you realize that you're going towards solution land, towards action. And you exit the sequence of the same old, and you realize this is just a sign. So take a deep breath and release mind and body and let go of that signal. Only in as much as you're going to take action right now towards getting what you want by saying and doing and viewing differently. So once you get a sign, you say, okay, I got it. That means this. And you've read the value of it. Now it's time to release it. Let it go. Just back it off. And say, you're mine. It's done. It's time. It's ready. I'm making a commitment now. That's right. To get fired up. Your mind is your mind. And are you now willing to do whatever it takes to get what it is you want? And decrease your tolerance for inaction and increase your endurance and your tolerance for action towards solutions. Now go in mind and beyond that signal towards what it is you want, that first step towards it. That's right. And clarify how important it is to you. And just let the solutions begin to design in mind. The mix will arise from within. This blend of solutions for your life throughout your day. Decide and design your vision and your sequence of success. And you do your part. You go first, mine first. Learn now and do something to go forward towards what it is that would make you happy, satisfied, content, to have more pleasure in life. And recognize and realize that you need to be aware of the need to keep doing your part in mind. That's right. Taking that action towards completing the sequence of success. That's right. And sequencing from present to desired at all times, we're spinning, stepping in towards the future for more mastery, utilizing the resources, states, strategies, and skills. And of course, we access those past successful performances and we stack them, those successes and those resourceful experiences. And we come from those positions, the resource positions, and adjust and modify, enhance and amplify, magnify all the good, positive. And as you do, imagine inside and mind right now, getting into that performance, in that mind zone way. That's right. Try it on for size. Feel what it's like to have that mind frame of success in mind. You will succeed. You are succeeding. It's happening. You're doing it. With this success frame in mind, you can imagine yourself, your propulsive self. That's right. For the future. Visioning. Pacing. Creating future successes. And yes, these decision points, choice points, identity points of who you are in that situation, that point in time, for excellence and satisfaction, they come your way each and every day. That's right. So take another deep, relaxing breath, and clear and clean and center. And right now, make a decision to remove any non-productive patterns, experience, or communication. Just set and reset boundaries. Identify and adjust any way that you think so that it improves the way you function, being more open to learning, more willing to adapt and change, for more awareness and receptivity and flexibility is yours. And just adjust your body now and your physiology and your posture for success and power. And open up your ears and your eyes, your sensory acuity. Increase your ability for mastery, to enhance and to go forward. That's right. And to imprint success, to access productive resources, to sequence success, and to experience reality, the reality of success. It's once said that it's nothing like success. Getting to those details and distinctions that make a difference. Learning and growing, stretching your map of reality. That's right. So by using these mind dynamics, and maximizing your productivity and enhancing your lifestyle and performance at the same time, you increase your awareness of your own way of doing, thinking, feeling, functioning, and using the mind model and these advanced mind dynamics, these specific patterns and ways that you can run your brain to achieve desired state, solutions and blends, and mixes of resources, states, strategies, and skills, you increase the interactivity with your own mind and body and brain and behavior. And you make these mind moves, the in-mind motions that help you to create full sensory experiences directed and designed by you. These moves that you make on the inside, in mind, that you become used to making, mental actions that you must take to reach what it is that you desire what you want. And of course, conscious and unconscious. Whether you're aware of it or not, you're taking certain mental actions. And you could become even more intentional in mind so that you do whatever it takes to get what you want. Utilizing techniques and resources, benefiting you towards what it is that you do want. And the mind moves, they have an impact on you personally because they cause you to respond or react to your own inner communications and patterns, actions. That's right. They encourage you, empower you, and help you to produce. So right now, what do you see and hear and feel on the inside? Maybe you notice, maybe you don't. But just begin to become more aware of what it is that you're seeing. What it is that you are installing and eliciting in yourself. And use your mind sight to enhance this inner environment of mind. That's right. And take a meta view. Look at yourself inside and notice the results of your communications or your actions. And I'd like you to begin to notice what could be some of the possible actions that you can apply to optimize and magnify your abilities to be more prepared. That's right. So check it out. Are you running your brain by design with intention? That's right, for pleasure and productivity. What's your mind mode? Optimize it. Utilize these tools for transformation. And allow yourself to read those signs of the mind, the communications between you and you. What it is you see and hear and feel as signals of what works and what doesn't. Feedback as to whether you're getting what it is you want. Read them as messages that your mind gives you as feedback towards what you want. And give yourself these messages for pleasure and release and comfort and calm by design. That's right. And just allow yourself now to take another deep, relaxing breath, release and clear. And realize that we're just playing on the inside with entertainment. Taking time on the inside for some fun here to learn. That's right. Tools and techniques designed to amplify and vivify your learnings and resource experiences so that you can become more able and willing to enhance your performance and optimize your life from the inside out. Using these proves most beneficial as you simplistically integrate these concepts and tools into your repertoire of resources, states, and strategies and skills. It becomes easier and easier to design them into your mental toolbox that works for you if you do. Put them to work for you. That's right. And you'll be thoroughly pleased and satisfied. And just imagine to what use you could put these tools and these techniques with your imagination. The goal is to access these just as much as you need to, when you need them most, and where you need them. When you perform a function more smoothly and elegantly, with much more resourcefulness and ease, life is a beach. You decide and you design any combination blend of resources, states, strategies, and skills, values, intentions, beliefs, expectations, and just take that time. That's right. To access the tools, to structure and store, to map out the resources and your vision of success and sequence of success, and make those mind moves to increase your awareness of all of these resources around you, within you, and make your move by accessing these neuro-linguistics. Building patterns of transformation to support you in your endeavors. That's right. Let your unconscious be the guide. So for just a moment or two, Just let go. Let your mind wander. Drift inside. Listen and see and hear and feel your own mind experience and what's there, waiting just for you. The past does not equal the future. I'm positive regarding challenges and decisions and choices I make. There are no failures, only feedback as to what works and what doesn't work. Feedback is welcomed. Change is welcomed. And for every behavior, there's a positive intention. My learning is lifelong. I can learn so well. I enjoy learning. It's my brain, and I run it wild. My mind is mine. It does as I ask it to. And I act naturally. And I seek and do my part. And work my plan of action. And I unfold the sequence of success daily. And take action without hesitation. And I have the do it now attitude and mindset. And I know what's important to me in life. And I focus on what I want. I choose the goals and responsibilities I wish to have. And I communicate with those I care about my goals. I determine what's real to me. And I have the power to turn doubt into belief, to turn fear into courage. And as for what I want, I create my own reality because I decide and I design my own rules and ways of thinking, feeling, and doing to live more fully and have the experiences I desire, a comfortable pace for my life. I live to the limit. And beyond, there are no limits to what I can possibly do with my life. I make each day's activities count and move daily toward success. I look for and find results and signs of what I want happening now. I balance work and play with fun and energy, and I realize sometimes less is more. I'm confident that what I am doing is worthwhile, and I believe in doing things well. I can delimit non-productive beliefs and emotions and behaviors and break any chain or tie that used to bind me. I think positive thoughts and give myself encouraging suggestions. I enhance my belief system, manage my emotions effectively. I am in charge of my own mind, life. That's right. And I use my own mind and access more resources to live by design. I am free to move forward, to keep that in mind. Life is good, and I'm doing just fine. That's right. Just take the time to reorient. And remember, knowing what you want, having find a vision and sequence of success. Taking action, going for it, and making it fun to do so. That's what we're talking about. That's right. So take just a moment or two while you reflect on what action you'd like to take. You may even take a moment or two to jot down a few ideas of 3 to 5 things or 2 to 3 things that you could do, that you feel like doing, that will make a difference in your life now. And notice what those associations are in your mind that can help you to propel you to get what you want. And associate pleasure to doing those things. What will I gain from this? What pleasure will I receive? And how much value will it add to my life? That's right. And by taking these actions right now, what difference will it make in the way I live my life? That's right. Now go to a time where you had a very positive, empowering experience of taking action with determination and conviction to where you knew what you wanted and you're going to do whatever it took to make it happen. And access 3 to 5 associations in mind that are positive, that made you able to do whatever it takes to make it happen. 3 to 5 resourceful, empowering thoughts or beliefs or emotions, behaviors that benefited you in getting what you want. And when you bring up these, where you were successful and empowered, make them big, bright, and strong. Step inside, look through those eyes and say, yes, it's mine. And take these empowering experiences and link them to what you want to do, and look through that frame of mind, that mindset. Associate all these pleasurable associations and sensations to producing desired state, and taking the necessary action. And go there in mind now. See yourself experiencing what it's like to have achieved it, thinking and feeling exactly what you want and what it's like. And once you feel this, anchor this feeling. Say, yes, it's mine. And then any time that you know you need to take similar action to what you want, you generate this, you fire that off. Say, yes, it's mine. Go for it. And look at what you want as attractive and think powerful, productive thoughts. Like, I can make that happen. I am making it happen. It's done. I have the wherewithal, the resources. That's right. I'm taking the necessary action to achieve what I want. With resolve and tenacity and endurance and conviction, I will not be denied because I know what I want and that it is important to me. And I am completely committed to completing these actions now. Do whatever it takes to achieve it. That's right. Feel what it's like in your body. Notice your physiology and what it is you're thinking, feeling, and doing inside. That's right. Just let that happen and appreciate it. Knowing that your emotional states affect you, your behavior, and your performance. Each step of the way, the more in control you are of the state, supports you. Within your control, your body affects your mind, your state. And how you move your body, speak to yourself, the tonality, volume, rhythm, supports, encourages you in productive state. That's right. And you use the power of a directed mind to master what you see and hear and feel. The saying and the doing and the viewing of what you think and feel and do inside determines your state. That's right. And just become even more aware along the way of these internal communications and inner experiences. And make decisions as to whether they're what you want productive, positive, pleasurable, helpful, empowering. And focus on and envision only success and solution-oriented images. And say and do and view these things that empower and support you in your quest. And make sure you're representing your vision positively and productively. And all of its characteristics, big and bright and close up and clear and colorful, make it shiny and attractive so that going for it is attractive and associate taking action as desirable. Come from this success frame of mind. That's right. Notice what it is that you can do, actions you can take. And having made that decision on your plan of action, go for it. Take action now. That's right. And allow yourself just to ease into that and appreciate it. In just a moment, I'd like you to identify 3 to 5 more states, mental and emotional states, that are powerful, positive, and productive, that will assist you in setting this up for yourself to where this is a piece of cake. And get into that state. See it here and feel it inside your mind. Out there in the virtual reality zone of the mind. Fire it off. Enhance the experience. Step inside it now. And those states just become you. Feel what it's like to have and hold them now. Deep within. I don't know if those will be some states like acceptance, happiness, courage, conviction. That's right. Understanding, intentionality, knowing, or determined, ferocious, or focused, energized, confident, or fascinated. And all these states can help you. That's right. Appreciation and creativity. And of course, you can put these together in any unique mix or blend that you like. And allow yourself to do so at any time. And from this day forward, you realize, make a commitment to not allowing non-productive states to keep you from taking action, but to serve you as signs of what it is you want and what you don't want, so that it activates inside of you the thinking, feeling, doing, saying, doing, viewing, to get what you want to happen and do something about it. That plan of action, correct action, take action, and go forward towards generating desired state conditions in your life. And you realize these are all opportunities to power up and to make your move then and now. Yes, it's my mind, and I'm running it with more mastery, more empowering and resourceful states. Each and every day, finding ways to motivate yourself to take continuous action. That's right, to get what you want. Excellent. So just imagine now something you really do want in the future. And on your timeline, you create out there in the future the experience and its unfolding. And as you notice that, you notice what are the resources involved. The states and the strategies or the skill. And right now, just begin to get into that powerful and resourceful state. Amplify and anchor it. Step into it and feel it. Say, yes, it's mine. Access it and associate to those resources that you require to succeed. Get them up and running all around you. Step inside and look towards the future right now, towards what you want. So closely that you step up and step inside it. And enhance it. Make it bigger, bright, as if it's real. Fire off that resource anchor and say, yes, it's mine. And associate onto that timeline, into it, through the experience. thoughts. Look through those eyes and feel yourself doing what it takes to get what you want. Relish, embellish in that state of mind, body, and being. That's right. Excellent. Good. Make it comfortable and notice out into the future the consequences of this, the effects on your life, the learnings that you've achieved and acquired, the results, and appreciate all that you've done till then. And begin to return back now to the present, having added and edited this into your mind, your body, your brain, your behavior, your entire being, to make it just like you like it to be. And then with this realization, it's done. Anchor it, the now state. Say, yes, it's mine. And take that now with you, having learned and done, knowing it is done, and the consequences are good. And come all the way back into the present moment. That's right. And realize that all of this can be an experience on your menu of experiences, specific as to the sequence of success, resources amplified and magnified, and the best parts available to you that serve to you as a propulsion system you will receive by design for success. And right now, give this to your unconscious mind to have and to hold, just for you to fire it off when it's time, each and every time. Trust your unconscious. That's right. Thank you. And begin to reorient now fully and completely, returning refreshed, relaxed. That's right. Welcome back. Thank you. This is Elvis Lester coming to you from the Mind First Studio.